everywhere around us, there's negativity. There's negativity at home, in the workplace, on social media, in your mind. Here's four ways to avoid that negativity. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, James Borman. And if you are coming through, please do let me know. Happy bank holiday. Hope it's going well for you. Whenever you watch this, if you're watching it live or you're having a little lie-in this morning, whatever you're doing, I hope you have a great day. Let me know what you are doing in the comments. So I want to talk about negativity. Negativity preoccupies most men's and women's lives, I would say 80% of the time. I would say if we looked at a ratio on negativity versus positivity, I would say that we allow 80% of our mind to consume the negative. For whatever reason, it just completely consumes our mind. Other people, other environments, other situations. Like sometimes you could get 100 great comments and one bad comment, and you'd only ever think of that one bad comment. And let's go. And that's what I mean by it allowing it to consume our mind. So I just want to give you four positive opportunities that you have this week. Four possible opportunities. And what I want you to do is, in the comments, I want you to choose one that you are going to focus on. Now, these are just randomly four opportunities that I have. There are hundreds, but we're going to choose these four, and I want you to choose one of them. And I want you to go all in, and I want you to change the way that you think. Because without changing the way that we think, without changing the patterns of thought, and being more conscious to how we're thinking, we're never really going to move forwards, right? I'm going to sit my little step here. Hey guys, I'm only going to take a second of your time. I just want to let you know that I run a supporters group on Facebook where I run exclusive content for people that are in that group. We have a supporters show, so that's a bonus 8 shows a month that you'll be getting. We'll be running challenges, you'll be getting best discounts on programs for the future that I'll be running. When COVID is finished, we'll be looking to do meetup training days at a discount as well. And we'll be looking to put together a committed community. If you're looking to just be put one foot in my world, or you're looking to come and work with me in the future, or you just want to be a part of the extra content, you can look at the details below. It's like $3.95 a month for the investment. Then you get a lot of good quality value back. Enjoy the rest of the podcast. So, first opportunity, first positive opportunity for you is connect with the family. Connect with the family. I did my mastermind seminar at the weekend, and we have a catch up every single month on Zoom. And there are a lot of people in a mastermind, and there are a lot of wins. And many of the wins that are, that I'm drawn to emotionally most is ones to do with family, i.e. becoming closer to the children, becoming closer to the wife, having better understanding. Now you have that opportunity to be able to connect more with your children or your wife. So I think positive opportunity one is this week, connect more with your family. Spend more time, put designated time aside. Allow your schedule to be able to just play in the garden with the kids, wrestling, football. Allow yourself the opportunity to have a date night or communicate with your wife. Do something that is positive, 100% positive, right? That allows you to feel great about what you're trying to achieve. Rather than the negatives, we're putting that positive into our life. Positive opportunity number two. I want you to start investing some time into learning, personal development. Now, the reason I say this is because the more you consume of the world and other people's mindsets, the more understanding that you have of them, the more perspective you can put on the negative things that are happening around you. I've read many, many books, or listened to many, many books, many audio books, many podcasts, and the different philosophies of the different people that I'm listening to, or the different mindsets of the different people, allow me to have a much stronger mental resilience to dealing with negativity and embracing more positivity. And I think the more that we fill our minds with it, the better we can handle that negativity, the more conscious we can be with that negativity. And I think it changes the game. It changes the patterns of thought and the cycle going on in here, the way that you're wiring yourself. So embrace learning a podcast a day, a chapter of an audiobook a day, whatever it's going to be, something to consume the mind with positive thoughts. Number three, engage in exercise. Like I say this all the time, there are 168 hours in a week. If you can find 3 20-minute sessions, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, it will change your outlook on how you mentally and emotionally deal with negativity. It will make things a little clearer. It will give you more clarity. And it will give you a little bit more positivity in terms of you working on yourself and moving yourself forwards. That's a commitment of 1 hour in 168-hour week. If you can't do that, then there's fucking something wrong. And you got to get a grip. Positive opportunity number four. Look at your circle. Look at the collective people that you hang around with. And I want you to emotionally disconnect from those negative fuckers around you. And what I mean by that is, don't take anything that they say seriously. Like, sometimes you can be stuck in a negative relationship, like your brother or your sister or your mum or your dad. You can't disown them like we could do friends. We get to choose friends, right? So if we don't have friends in our lives, we fucking move away. If it's family, it's a lot different. But when you emotionally disconnect from them, you don't really have to listen to what they say. You can make that decision to turn around and say, I'm not really going to listen to anything you've got to say. I'll let you ramble on, but I'm not going to consume it. I'm not going to really pay much attention to it. So the four opportunities that I talked about there, if you choose one. So it's even a little bit more family time. It's either going to be embracing more content, i.e. Listening to podcasts or audio, more personal development, more self-learning. The other one is to emotionally disconnect from negative people. So completely emotionally kind of disconnect from them. Or choose 1 hour a week exercise minimum to help you raise your self-conscious, your self-awareness, your inner spirit, and then your natural, and what you're doing around you. When you exercise, you become a lot clearer with your thinking. So choose one of them, commit to it this week, and every single day, I want you to try and just touch base with it every single day. What is this positive opportunity that I'm trying to achieve this week that's going to help me avoid negativity? And I want you just to put it in the comments below. I want you to stick it on a piece of paper or stick it in your diary or stick it in your journal. And that's going to be the focus for the week. All right. So if it's more family time, it's more family time, more exercise, or it's more mindset, or it's more emotionally disconnecting from the negativity. And by the way, it doesn't have to be necessarily emotionally disconnecting from the family. It can be social media. It can be from the workplace, but emotionally disconnecting from that negativity. Got to start putting positive thoughts in the head here. Got to start focusing more on what's going on in here. And if we have something more to focus on, we don't always have the doors fully open for that negativity to come in. The more positive we can be, the more positive the outlook is, the less that negativity can get in and affect us. Because negativity just leads to you being a miserable twat, not being nice to be around, maybe having a drink, maybe it's triggering anxiety or the start of depression or the wanting to drink because everyone else is a negative prick or the world's a negative fucker. You feel that you have to be. You don't. Take the opportunity. If you don't like any of my four, choose another one. But do something that's going to positively influence you this week. Have a great bank holiday. Have a great week.